You know, it's a really hard thing trying to have friends in this world. I ain't even really got that many. It's probably because I'm so fucked up in the head, nobody wants to stay around that long. That's okay, though. People that matter are still around. That's important. I don't know, I was listening to The Rising Tide, and it really got me thinking. That's why I did this. Because wanna know what, Mike? It ain't just you. Me too. I had a friend named Victor. Well, actually really wasn't much of a friend. He would just bully me whenever he could. Seems like it would never end. See, he would beat me up, steal my bike. Oh, so cliche, but the next day he'd be knocking at the door like nothing, looking to play. I dealt with it cause nobody else liked me. And I thought that at some point he would calm down and not always want to fight me. But it turns out that he had lots of problems and his family was cracked. Drugs and alcohol and things like that. So I'll tell you this, he lived a fast life. Not the type to study much and always coming home late. In the night, all the other kids thought that he was tight, even them high schoolers too. I guess everyone loves maniacs, that just has to be true. Time passed and I did too, finally moved out of that town. It's a good thing too, one more year and I would've burned it down. I'm serious, anyway, time just kinda tick-tocked. And it isn't like after I left, either one of us ever talked. I don't know what he was doing, don't know the where, don't know the why. Don't really care, he was just somebody that used to make me cry. So I read when I'd see his eyes, and little to my surprise, anybody else that would ever try send his voice into my mind. He made me a true cynic when it came to having my friends. I lost a lot because of all of the wrong signals I would send. Over backwards I would bend just to have someone around. I could be the peasant and you could wear the crown. I frown when I look back, but I guess karma is consistent and it stays with you regardless of how long that you say it didn't. Cause this kid didn't even get to make it till 18. Drove a motorbike a little bit too fast, going over a bridge and crashed into a tree. Truly a tragedy, and that's a fact, I can't lie. When he died I was stuck with a weird feeling inside. Was I glad that he was gone, or was I sad that he was young? That shit don't deserve to happen to anyone. Two divorced parents, lost a son, a brother, lost a friend. And all that I lost was a little feeling that someday I'd see him again. I won't pretend I didn't care, didn't cry, my sister did. I don't know why they weren't friends, she knew him though. I guess it was just because he died. When she told me I replied, why are you crying? She said it was so sudden and so surprising. Tried being upset but I just couldn't. Cause every time that I did, all that I could see was the way he treated me when the both of us were kids. Does that make me a bad guy? Well, maybe it does. But I'm just not gonna feel sorry for what isn't and what was. If y'all believe in heaven, well then I'm hoping that he made it. Even though he was my enemy and the memory is faded. Cause sometimes we're always changing. And even when I hate it, this is life and I just get one, so it's always appreciated. Anything that happens was specifically for a reason. Even if I don't know what it was by the time that I'm leaving, believe it.
Doesn't matter what you think about the song itself, it's the story that's important.